This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, I want to get our first chance here to see what we think the Commanders are going to do. We're going to play GM. And over the course of the show, we can give everybody a crack at this. But the way I want to do this, as we've done it in the past, is we're going to pick for the Washington Commanders. I don't think we need to go a full 7 rounds. I think we'll just do a 2-round mock draft here. And I will simulate. So the 28 picks in front of us are going to be made. And then Washington's going to be on the clock at 29. Danny, you can go first. I'll let you play GM. I will tell you who your options are.
All right.
Best available. And if there are any trades that come in, if the phone rings.
Okay.
So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, General Manager Danny Peters.
Thank you. How did I just get so much more handsome? Just like that.
All right, pick 29. Washington is on the clock. Are you guys ready for this?
Here we go.
Let's see if the phone is ringing. Are there any offers coming in?
Oh. Hello?
Hey, is Danny there?
Speaking.
Yes. Hey, Mr. Peters. This is Mickey Loomis over with the New Orleans Saints.
Hey, Mickey. How's it going? It seems like you're in salary cap hell.
Yeah, we're always in salary cap hell. What's different? But I did just eat at Brennan's. You ever met this guy, Christian? He's a pretty cool guy.
Good dude. Good host. Yeah. Very like delicious spot. Yeah.
Wore pink pants. He's very handsome. We like this guy. We like this guy a lot.
Saber of champagne. You ever see him do that?
Nice shoes. It makes a mean beat. He makes a mean beat, that guy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've got a pick for you in the second round. I want to come up to 29.
Okay.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you 40, 71, and my fourth round pick next year. 40 and 71 this year, and my fourth round pick next year, I'd like pick 29.
So I get 40, 71. 71 would be early in the third round. I don't have a third round pick, and next year's fourth. I think I'm doing that.
We got a deal?
I got another call, but that sounds good to me. Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Is Mr. Peters there?
Speaking.
Hey, this is Brandon Bean over with the Buffalo Bills. How are you?
Oh, hey, Mr. Bean. What's going on, dude?
Yeah, we're trying to come up one pick here. We've got the 30th pick in the draft.
Okay.
But we want 29. So we will give you 30 and 109, and you give us 29 and 205.
That's very nice of you to offer that. We really appreciate it. But I will not be doing that. I've got a better offer on the other one.
All right. No worries. Thanks for
playing. Thanks so much. Thanks, Mr. Bean. Why am I so in demand? I'm so popular. Hello?
You're running out of time.
I know. I got to hurry up. This is Danny. Come on. Come on.
Hey there. This is the Bengals. We're one of those organizations that doesn't really have a GM because the owner tells us what to do, but it's Duke Tobin.
Yeah. Let's pretend, Duke.
I'm going to pretend like I have some influence and power for a second.
Let's pretend, Duke. Yeah. Let's pretend.
I'd like to come up to pick 29.
Okay.
You're on the clock here. I'm going to give you pick 49.
Okay.
I'm going to give you pick 81. And I'm going to give you my second round pick next year.
Oh,
I need 29 from you and 128. I'm going to give you 49, 81, and a future second for 29 and 128.
Duke, I got to say goodbye to Mickey Loomis because I'm doing that deal right there. You hang on 1 second. Let me flip over to Mickey Loomis. Mickey, it's Danny again. Sorry, I got a better offer. Can you up it?
No, I can't. You get 40, 71, and a 2026 number 4, which is better than what the Bengals are offering you. 49, 81. And a second-round pick next year, but you got to give up 128 as well.
Oh, I forgot that I get 71. I'm trying to do all this on the fly. Probably someone smarter than me wrote it down. Okay, Let me get rid of the other guy from Duke Tobin. I'll get rid of Duke Tobin.
You are struggling right now.
I'm scuffling. All right, because it's too many things in my head. I'm ADD.
Pencil and paper? I mean, it's the draft.
Well, it's going too fast.
You're the general manager.
I know what I'm trying to do.
You can't screw this up.
Yeah, so I'm not going to get it wrong. That's why I shouldn't be a GM. Duke Tobin, pipe down. Mickey Loomis, let's do that deal.
Okay, so you're accepting the New Orleans Saints deal. All right, you're back on the clock at pick number 40. You want your best available players?
Go for it.
Didn't even look at those last time. You've got James Pierce still available, the edge from Tennessee. You've got Maxwell Hairston still available, the cornerback from Kentucky. And you've got Landon Jackson is still out there, the edge from Arkansas. I can also update you on other positions if need be, but the phone is ringing right now, Darius.
Oh, my God.
This is via the Pro Football Network mock draft simulator.
Good heavens. Yeah. Hello, it's Danny.
Hey, this is Jared Jones. How you doing, Mr. Peters?
I was doing better before you called, buddy. I thought I was ready to make a pick. What can I do for you?
We're trying to come up four picks. I'm going to give you 44 in my third round pick next year. A third rounder next year just to come up four picks.
No, I don't want to help you. Bye.
Wow. How about that?
Just like that.
I believe the phone is ringing again, Darius.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's Duke Tobin again. You really ruined my day.
I screwed you over, Duke. Yeah. I admit that.
Yeah, I'm going to make you another offer against my better judgment.
All right.
I'm going to come up nine picks. You got to come back to 49 from 40.
49.
I'm going to give you a second round pick next year. You got to give me 128. So you're giving me 40 and 128. I'm giving you pick 49 this year and a second round pick next year.
No, thanks. I'm going to stay and pick. I got my extra selections now.
Okay, pick number 40. Do you know you're taking or you have any questions on who's available?
The pick is in. With their first pick on Friday, presumably, the Washington Local 53 selects Maxwell Hairston, cornerback from Kentucky.
Maxwell Hairston off the board to the Washington Commanders at pick number 40 to move back and still get a guy that is
I think they're taking
a 29 to them. Pretty good. Hairston the selection.
Maxwell Hairston, cornerback, Kentucky. Limited to only 7 games last season due to a shoulder injury, Maxwell Hairston still made his presence felt, being named second team All-SEC. He can be a game-changing defender as he tied the Kentucky school record with 3 career pick sixes. He has great footwork, can change direction quickly, and has a keen ability in route recognition. At 183 pounds, scouts believe he'll need to put on some weight, but his natural nose for the football makes him an asset for any defense.
All right, so Danny, you're back on the clock at 61. Let's round out round two really quickly here. Best available include wide receiver Jalen Royals from Utah State, an edge. Let's see who's the best edge right now available for you. I'm looking at Jordan Birch from Oregon, Ashton Galote from Louisville. Anything else you'd like to know about?
So give me the best available again, just in general.
Just ran through them. I mean, you got, Darius Alexander, D-tackle from Toledo, Jalen Royals, wide receiver, Utah State, the edge, you got Marcus Mbeu from Purdue, you want a running back, you could get DJ Giddens from Kansas State, you want a wide receiver, you go Jaden Higgins, Iowa State. What are you doing with pick 61?
Pick is in. With the, what am I on, pick 61 or 71? 61?
61.
The Local 53 selects Jordan Birch, defensive end or edge from Oregon, a 3-year starter who had a pretty good campaign in 2024.
Attaboy, got yourself an edge with your second pick, got yourself a corner. Things are looking up for the defense, just like we always expected from GM Danny Ruye.
I know.
No weapons in the early going.
Super annoyed about it, too, by the
way. Couple of defensive picks.